The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. From that time on, after Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. Maybe see. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What would make you happy? What would bring you joy in your life to have a life that you are at peace, that things, even when they're not going well, that still you are comfortable with your life? What truly gives you joy? Would it be having enough money that you would never worry about running out? Having more money than you could ever spend in your life, would that make you happy? Or how about property? About having those things that you truly love, or having so much land that you could not even see all the way across it, would that make you happy? How about having perfect health, where you never have to worry about getting sick, where you don't have to be running to the doctors, where you have no pain, that you have perfect health? Or what would make you happy? That all your relationships that you're in, whether it's with your parents or children or husband and wife or cousins or neighbors or workplace, that all your relationships that you have are just going smoothly, that there is no bickering, there's no animosity, there's no fights, that they're just, all those relationships are going smoothly. Or how about if you had the best education in the world, if you were the smartest person in the world, you could just retain knowledge, just pick it up and retain knowledge. If you're in school, you would ace every single test. Otherwise, other people would be coming to you to always be asking questions, and you would have the answers immediately on the tip of your tongue. Or how about being famous, where everybody knew who you were and they would treat you with admiration and respect? Or how about being able to travel anywhere that you want to go, and having the means to do it, to go any place in the world at any time that you wanted to go, and you would be welcome there? Or how about, would it make you happy if you were the best athlete in the world, that it didn't matter which race you were in, it didn't matter what contest or which games you played, you would always come out on top, and you would have world records? What would make you happy? What do you dream about? What would make you content in life? These things make us happy, or they give us joy fleetingly. We think those are our goals, that's what we want to do, that's what we want to have, and they do bring us joy in life. These are good things. All these things that I mentioned, they are all good things.
But will they bring you lasting joy? If you have all the money in the world, you worry about losing all the money in the world. Somebody's going to steal it. Somebody's going to take it. Or it's going to deteriorate. If you have the property, well, something's going to happen to that property, that somebody's going to steal it or take it or destroy it in some way or the other. Perfect health, well, you know, we don't live forever, that at some point you are going to get sick. And at some point you're going to have pain. Our relationships, we live in a sinful world, so we know that there's always going to be some disagreement between people. These things are good, but at the same time, they do not bring us lasting joy. So what does bring us lasting joy? I think the key for that is in our gospel story for today. The story for today is a continuation of what we read last week. If you remember from last week, Jesus is traveling along with his disciples, and as they're traveling along, he's talking with them, and he asks them a question, "Who do people say that I am?" And the disciples started piping up, and one said, some of them think that you're John the Baptist reincarnated. Others were saying, well, maybe you're Jeremiah or Elijah. Others were saying, well, maybe you're one of the other prophets. And then Jesus asked the more pointed question, but who do you say that I am? And it was Peter who piped up at that time and said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Makes that bold proclamation, and Jesus praises him because Peter got it right. And Jesus tells Peter, Peter, you are the rock, and upon this rock I will build the church. But then we come to our lesson, or this story today. It's a continuation. They're still on the road. They're still talking. This is still part of that same conversation. And Jesus gets even deeper then. He gets deeper with the disciples in the discussion, and he starts to tell them the plan of salvation, what he intends to do and what he is going to do. He is headed towards Jerusalem, and there he will suffer many things at the hands of the authorities and the religious authorities. There he will be condemned to death. He will be hung on a cross. He will die, and then on the third day, rise again from the dead. And here, Peter once again is the one who blurts out response to this, and he says, "No, Lord. God forbid that this will ever happen." Peter didn't want to see it happen. Peter has thrown himself into following Jesus. Peter gave up his job. He gave up family. He gave up a lot of things to come and follow Jesus. He's invested with Jesus. And he didn't want to hear that Jesus was going to end his life, that Jesus was going to go through all this trouble and end his life. I'm sure that part about being raised from the dead went right over the top of Peter's head. People don't rise from the dead. You know, it didn't even compute in his mind that Jesus can come back from the dead. When you bury somebody, they stay buried. If you, however you do it, they stay buried. They stay dead. It just did not compute with Peter of what was going to happen. And so Jesus tells him, "Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me." Just a few sentences before, Jesus was praising Peter and say, upon this rock I will build my church. And here he's saying, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter just didn't get it. Even though he had thrown himself in following Jesus, he just didn't get it at this point. Later on, after the cross, after the resurrection, after the ascension, as the Christian church was starting to build, Peter did get it. He did understand. He did become the leader of the church. But at this point, Peter just does not catch on. So back to that question. What makes us happy? Is it the stuff of this world? Because Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but upon human things." All those things that I listed before are human things. They're things of this earth. They're the things of this earth. They're money, their property, their land, their health, relationships, abilities. Those are things of this earth. And when we strive for the things of this earth, yes, they're good because God gave those as gifts to us. But those are not the things that bring lasting joy, lasting happiness. It is the things that come from God. The divine things. Jesus goes on to say,
If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Christianity seems to be so counterintuitive because the world tells us, go for the best, go for the biggest, go for the brightest, go for the most expensive, go for the most prestigious, go for the most powerful. Those should be our goals. But here, Jesus is telling us just the opposite. He is saying, give up these things. Be ready to relinquish whatever you hold dear on this earth. And that is where true happiness comes from. Jesus knows this. Jesus lives this. This was the plan of salvation that God had in place. Think about it. Just this whole story of Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. He sits on the right hand of God. He has all the power. He participated in the creation of this world. He is God. Jesus is God with all the power, with everything that goes along with that. But what did Jesus do? He gave it all up. He emptied himself to become human. He emptied himself. He gave it up and became human and to be live here on this earth. Think about it this way. A CEO of a multinational $100 billion corporation gives up his position in order to come and clean toilets in a refugee camp. The contrast in that. This is what Jesus has done. He gave himself up for us. Everything. Even his own life here on this earth. It seems to be counterintuitive, and that's what Peter was going at. God forbid it that you would go through this stuff. You are the Son of God. You are the Messiah. Don't even talk like that. But Jesus is calling us to that. He's saying, take up your cross. The cross was one of the most gruesome ways ever to kill a person. And here it has become the symbol for the church of giving it all up in order to gain everything, to gain that happiness, to gain that joy, to gain that everlasting life through Jesus Christ. That's what God calls us to do. Many of us do get this. Many of us do understand that to have the true happiness, to have the contentment, to have the joy, even when things in this life seem to be going so rotten, even when we're having troubles, even when we don't know when we're going to pay for bills, even though our health is deteriorating, even though relationships seem to be falling apart, there can still be joy. There can still be contentment. There can still be happiness. Because we know that Christ is here for us. God gave his only Son for us. And Christ emptied himself out for us. And we will win the final victory. Jesus calls us, take up your cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.